From the Heart, January 31. The Prophetic Messenger Prays. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Prayer offered by Ellen White at the 1903 General Conference Session. Our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this morning just as we are, needy and wholly dependent upon Thee. Help us to have a clear knowledge of what we must be and of the characters that we must form, in order that we may be prepared to unite with the heavenly family in the city of our God. O my Father, how can we proclaim Thy goodness and Thy mercy and Thy love, unless we cherish them in our own hearts and reveal them in our own experiences? Thou knowest how Thou hast presented this matter to Thy servant. Here are Thy ministers, whose work it is to proclaim Bible truth. I ask Thee that they may have a clear realization of the responsibilities that rest upon them as guardians and as shepherds of Thy flock. Let them understand their own weakness, and may the sanctification of the Spirit come to them. Here are those who bear responsibilities in our institutions. They have not in their dealings given a right example to the world. They did not realize that others were taking knowledge of them to see whether they were sanctified by the truth. Oh, pardon our transgressions and forgive our sins. Show us where we have come short. Let Thy Holy Spirit descend upon us. The world is perishing in sin, and we ask Thee to roll the burden upon us at this meeting. Thou hast opened these things before me, and Thou alone canst prepare minds and hearts to hear the message that unless those who have left their first love shall return to recognize the work that needs to be done in their individual hearts, Thou wilt come quickly and remove the candlestick out of his place. We must be reconverted, sanctified, and made fit to bear the message of the Lord. My Father, break down the barriers, that confessions may be made, from heart to whom it may concern, heart from brother to brother. May the Spirit of God come in, and Thy blessed name shall have all the glory. Amen.